Lovely body. Heb je altijd al een kijkje willen nemen in het 24/7 bewaakte leven van Geert Wilders? Dan kan dat vanavond NPO 2, want om 10:55 wordt Wilders de docu uitgezonden. De Amerikaanse filmmaker Stephen Robert Morse kreeg maar liefst 4 maanden exclusieve toegang tot het leven van een van de meest controversiële politici van deze tijd. Hij volgde Wilders in aanloop naar de verkiezingen afgelopen 15 maart. En ik heb Stephen aan de telefoon. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you in Holland at the moment?
No, I'm in England, actually.
Okay, so there's not a big time difference.
No, not so bad.
Good. Stephen, first things first. What was it like to spend time with a man who's typically unreachable?
Yeah. It was interesting, of course. Especially the Dutch media doesn't really get to access him.
No.
So to learn anything and to have, you know, it was always in small chunks, mm-hmm. and we never knew when we'd get another interview with him. So it was always a bit nerve-wracking for us because we never knew when he would decide, oh, I don't want to participate in this documentary anymore.
Crazy. So, but we did you realize excited. It at the time? Were you like, oh my God, I'm having this time with a man who is typically unreachable for other people? The Dutch media don't even get to ask simple questions, and I'm like in his armored car. And
yeah, I think it was pretty surreal, those moments of being, you know, very intimately accessed to him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we had work to do and we had questions to ask, and we needed to make sure we were asking everything that we wanted to. And I assure you, there's, you know, hundreds more questions that we didn't ask that didn't even make it into the final film. But it was a mixture of, you know, just having to go to work and do your thing, and also understanding that you know, we were very lucky to have reached him at the right time.
Yeah, crazy.
To make this film happen. Yeah.
And when you started this project before, you must have heard and read a lot about Wilders as a person, as a politician. But what kind of image did you have of him?
Sure. You know, my image going into the project was certainly that he would be scary, that he would be a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, I did not think that in the end. But when you only watch small news clips of someone, you know, especially in the international media, they're only going to broadcast filters when he says something totally inflammatory, totally, you know, far to the right. You're only going to hear that 1 2-second clip of him. You're not going to hear everything else that he's saying, and you're not going to really understand him as a person.
So you have the feeling you understand him as a person?
I certainly think that I understand him better as a person, and I certainly think if people watch this film, they will understand him better as a person. Yeah.
Because personally, I seen the film yesterday evening, and I was hoping to see a more personal side of him. I mean, there's a lot of political in there. I was hoping to see the Wilders, the man, instead of Wilders, the politician. But do you have the feeling that you captured that personal part of this controversial man?
I argue it added quite a bit to the knowledge of Wilders. He talked about things that he's never talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for him, the idea of opening up was strange, you know?
Yeah.
And most politicians aren't the kind of people who will open up and talk about themselves.
Of course.
So I believe we did add quite a bit to that literature, and, you know, to that canon of information, mm-hmm. about Wilders. Yeah.
And you got to spend 4 months with him on and off. It's never been done by a journalist or filmmaker. And knowing what you know now and getting an up-close and personal look in his life, did you get the feeling that he would have done things differently? Like end up in this crazy cell of armored guys around him?
Yeah, I don't think Wilders would have done it differently. He is a pugnacious man. He likes the fight. He strongly believes in his views. I don't agree with his views, but he strongly believes in them.
Yeah.
So he's cognizant of what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. Would he have done it again? I think he would have. I think he would have. And I think that's why he is where he is, and that's why he's risen so quickly, and that's why he's, quite frankly, taken your country to the right.
Yeah.
Look at your election results.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all together. Like, it's not only his party being the second one of Holland, of course, but the thoughts of the other parties are getting pulled to the right.
100%. There's no doubt in my mind that Wilders is the force behind your company's rightward shift.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's what I think the movie really tries to express.
Yeah, it definitely does.
The rising influence of a politician. You know, we show his influence and how he's pulled everyone to the right.
And did he have some kind of final say about the film? Did he have to give the green light on every single scene, or did you have total freedom?
No. You know, as a respect to people, I always give them the opportunity to fact check a film 1 week before it comes out. And, you know, that came out at the Sheffield Documentary Festival, which was in June, the first time. And he made 7 suggestions. None of them were factual. They were more opinion-based. Mm-hmm. So we didn't take any of those suggestions. So, no, he did not have say at all into the final product.
Interesting. Vanavond om 5:11, NPO 2, Wilders, de docu. Steven, thanks. Thanks for having the time for us.
Thanks so much.